We're going to start out today in Acts 5:32. I guess we'll just do these in the NLT, Dave. That'll be okay. There's that scripture. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That power is the Word. When we have the Word in us, there's no limitations to what God can do. But then Acts 5:32, it says, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who obey Him." Now, that's the little secret word right there. All of us want to walk in this supernatural power with God. It is available to those that obey Him. And you really, I mean, I think that's the part that we as a church have really missed. We think that God's grace is sufficient, that we can just accept Him as Lord and Savior and then go do anything we want to do and we're going to be okay. But that's not the way I read the book. I read the book that we must obey Him. And so this is one scripture that says this. Now then, if we obey Him, and He does give us His Holy Spirit, I want to go to 1 Corinthians 3:16-23, and I want you to see what belongs to you as a child of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16-23. "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" Now, every one of us here in this room today that's a believer in Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God lives in us if we're obedient. He dwells in us, and so therefore, all together, each one of us is a living stone. And when He puts all these stones together, we become the dwelling place or the temple of the living God. Now, it says, "God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple." Now, I want you to stop and think about that. You know, here we are, Christians, with the Holy Spirit living in us, and if we don't obey Him now, and we get off on a tangent, it says there, "God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple." In other words, when we go out and sin and do the things we do, it's just amazing how we don't realize how sin, when God said in His Word, sin brings forth death. Well, we don't realize it means what it says. So we're out there sinning, doing things we're not supposed to do, and we don't understand why our world is falling apart, why that we're being tormented with demons, why that bad things are happening to us. And it's just amazing the number of people that call this ministry center that if they've not been listening to our teaching, if they're virtually brand new. And, of course, we have that happen. I had that happen this morning even while I was studying. I had the phone ring, and, of course, I knew nobody was here but me, so I answered it. It rang several times this morning, but this one time a lady wanted me to pray for her 35-year-old son. And he was having all kinds of complications. And I said, "Ma'am, is your son serving God?" And whenever it takes a mother, it seems like 5 minutes, it probably wasn't but 30 or 40 seconds, but when it took her a long time to say no, you know, you know why the boy's sick. And, you know, and of course, if mama calls in, you know, what can I do? How can I pray? What can I, and who can I call on, and how do I have to do it? If I have a 35-year-old young man that's not serving God and he's in critical physical condition, he's in the hospital, what can I do? The only thing I can do is to present Jesus as the man's price that's been paid for his sin and call on God's mercy. That's all I can do. I can call on the mercy of God. Now, have we seen cases in the Scripture where a man of God that was walking in obedience to God's Word would do something wonderful for somebody that's not walking in obedience to His Word? Yes. Brother Jim, he does that for, he'll hear your prayers and do something for somebody else when he might not do it if they pray themselves. But if you take a man of God, a woman of God that's walking in obedience to His Word, and they proceed with petitioning the king to be merciful. Lord, I ask you to be merciful to this boy. You know, but Lord, heal him, but let him know that you did it. You know, I mean, I want him to know that you did it so he will not continue to walk in sin. Because when you see a 35-year-old young man in a hospital in critical condition, he got some kind of serious sin in his life, and he needs to get rid of it. But it says, God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins his temple. So if you ruin his temple, something devastating is going to come upon you. And, of course, the thing about it is most people today, even in church, have no idea that when they get sick and some kind of sickness comes upon them, to look for your sin. What am I doing wrong that's not pleasing God? But there's something. Now, one of the things I have noticed that's one of the most devastating things, especially to men, it doesn't appear to have this much, near as much of an impact with women as it does with men. And I believe the reason this is because God made the man the spiritual head of the home. God put the man, he holds him a little more accountable than he does the woman, and especially when it comes to home. And if the man will not take the authority that God give him and be the spiritual head of his house, if he will not read the Word, not study the Word, not teach his family the Word and walk in the ways of God and put God first in everything he does, it seems like that man has a lot more trouble because he broke the first commandment. When God says you are to put me first, do you think he meant that? I believe he did. When he says, put me first, put no other gods before me. So when we do what he says, then you can walk in obedience to his word, and you won't have to have near as much problem in life, and you can get by with no sickness and disease. It's absolutely amazing. But it says God himself will bring ruin upon anyone. He's talking about his own children there who ruins this temple. For God's temple is holy, and you Christians are that temple. Very clear, isn't it? Gives us all the details. So if we, being the temple of God, if we get into a point where we're sick or afflicted, the first thing we should say, that's just like that young man. There was a young man from Oklahoma here a few months ago that came and sat right here on this chair, and he could get here, but he had to be helped in here. And he was a young man. I mean, he had a family that were all small. I don't think any of them were over 12 or 14 years old. But when they brought him in, we had to help him in here, he'd had a stroke. Now, this young man had never heard the kind of teaching he heard in the next 4 hours, that his sin is what brought this stroke upon him. But he heard his sin 2 or 3 times over that day. And when the evening was come time to prayer, he said, boy, you've hit me in a lot of areas that I didn't even know was sin. And so he repented of all of his sins. And after he did, I prayed the prayer of faith for him. And before he got to the car, he was walking by himself. And in 1 week, the guy was completely healed and back at work. And of course, he has been back to several healing schools since then. And the last one was amazing. He finally got his father-in-law to come with him. His father-in-law came up for prayer, and he said, Pastor, ever since my son-in-law got back from down here, all he's talked about all the time I'm with is you and Jesus. He said he ain't never heard nothing like this, but he got healed. So he said he's so grateful because he knows what you teach is true. It works. And so he said he finally convinced me to come down here because I have emphysema. And I said, how long have you been smoking? He said, 40 years. I said, how long have you had the emphysema? He said, 5 years, the last 5. I said, did you hear your sin today? He said, yes. When you were teaching in Proverbs 6, you said, God hates a liar. I said, so have you lied? He said, yes, 5 years ago, before this came upon me, my wife said, here I've been smoking 35 years, still feel good, have no emphysema. And my wife comes to me and says, honey, would you please stop smoking? So he said, I told her, I will. He said, I lied. I did not. I told my wife I had quit smoking, but I had not. And he said, that's when the emphysema came upon me, after I started lying. In other words, the smoking didn't bring the emphysema. It's the spiritual law of God's lying is what caused, allowed the emphysema to take its course and caused the emphysema to come upon him. Now, he had, just think, 35 years he smoked, no emphysema. And in 5 years, he started lying to his wife. The lying, he said, when you hit Proverbs 6, where it says there are seven things that God hates, one of them was lying. He said, now I realize I was a liar. Now there is seven things that God hates, and we definitely don't want to do those things. Because God says here, God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple. For God's temple is holy, and you Christians are that temple. Now then, let's see what the next two verses say here. Stop fooling yourselves. If you think you are wise by this world's standard, you'll have to become a fool so you can become wise by God's standards. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the scriptures say, God catches those who think they are wise in their own cleverness. Now you see a lot of people that think they're wise. But unless they get caught. You know, you have to lay down the things of the world. You have to do it God's way. Well, if we do it God's way, let's see what happens in verse 20 and 21. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are worthless. So don't take pride in following a particular leader. Everything belongs to you. Now, it's unfortunate that some people follow certain pastors. They will go to one church for a while, and then they get tired of what he's saying, and they go to another one, and they get all hepped up on what he's teaching for a while, and then they go to another one, and they never settle down anywhere. It's just amazing how these things happen. But he says there, so don't take pride in following a particular leader.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.